Most of the time, people tell me it's too monotone, and yeah, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, dude, I appreciate you. I'm glad that you came onto the
Yeah.
podcast today. Greg Olson, everybody, he's another stand-up comedian in Cincinnati. And just recently, as of last night, advanced in the amateur section to the finals of the Funniest Person in Cincinnati contest. That took me a while to say. But yeah, you did it, dude.
Thank
You're
you.
there.
Yeah, it's exciting.
You're there. I'm still
Exciting to
recovering
hear.
from my tragedy that, I didn't leave it all out on the stage my night, but I'm happy to support guys like you.
Thank you.
Yes.
What was the tragedy?
It was an exaggeration.
Oh.
I wasn't too into it, I think. Yeah. You were there, I think, weren't you? I think you and AJ were both there.
I want to say I was. What?
Spencer and Ivy moved on.
I was not there that
Okay.
night. Yeah, I was not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't vote last night, so.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you just being you. I just
Yeah.
appreciate, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I've been talking about it with Spencer a little bit. I'm really confused why I'm funny. I'm still trying to figure that out. But
That's
and just about
funny.
like any of my
I'm
situations, dude.
confused why I'm funny.
Yeah.
Like the origin or just like why people find you funny?
I think both. Yeah, I was at a wedding a few weeks ago and my mom was taught we were talking with this couple, my friend Joe's parents, and they were like, "Oh, you do stand-up comedy now?" And my mom was like, "Yeah, it's crazy. We didn't even think he was funny when he was a little kid."
My parents do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I have an older brother, and my mom never misses a chance to say, "Oh, we always thought Eric would be the comedian."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always hurts when you hear stuff like that.
I mean, she's not wrong. I was just kind of, I don't know. I've been very reserved for most of my adult life, and so
Yeah.
yeah. I don't think they thought there was a whole lot going on
What other kind
upstairs
of
for me.
you do music, right? You still play in a band?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it's not, yeah, I don't know. I'm more or less just like kind of a passive member of the band. And I just, it's not really like my band. Like it's Terrence is kind of the creative force of Tedward.
Yeah.
And
How
I
long
just really
it?
like the music, so I want to play his music. And that's really my role is kind of just being a member that I just play his music.
How long have you been doing that for?
Like music in general.
Or just part of the band, Tedward?
It's been about 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
What instrument?
Guitar.
Hell yeah. Do you play
Yeah.
anything else?
I started out on bass with Tedward. And it really started out like he just recorded an EP like in his apartment. It was just a very like lo-fi eat like recording, and he just put it out, and I'm like, dude, you really should make this, like you should try to make a band and
Yeah.
play this live because this is really good. And so I started playing bass, and then he found a drummer, and yeah, it just kind of took off from there.
Have you always been like pretty musically inclined? Like, did you learn how to play a bunch of instruments when you were a kid?
I played saxophone in band, and I learned guitar, and then I started playing guitar in jazz band. And I was thinking about this the other day, dude. I don't think I played like a single, I don't think I learned a single song in jazz band. Like
Yeah.
I would just play random chords and just turn my amp like all the way down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, dude, I don't understand any of it. I can't make any instrument sound good.
I did that for years.
Yeah.
I just didn't actually play like the music they were
Yeah.
telling me to play.
Jeez, dude. But
Yeah.
like it still had rhythm though.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I played to, like the rhythm. I made it look like I
Yeah.
was playing. Dude, I wasn't playing the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn,
I'm dead ass serious. I wasn't playing the music.
I thought you meant like you were creating other.
No, man.
Other types of music.
No, I was in jazz band. Another
song.
In school.
You're just fucking the song up.
I mean, there was no sound coming out of my amp. I turned it all the way down.
Did you ever get nervous that like you'd get caught?
Oh, all the time. I felt like such a fraud. I was like, someone's going to find me out. They're going to call me out. They're going to be like, that kid's not playing anything.
So did you go to high school in like the Cincinnati area?
Loveland.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like, is that by Mason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you lived like in any other cities?
No. Actually, that's not true. I was born in New York.
Oh, really? Nice.
I just kind of forget about that.
How long were you there for?
I moved here when I was like a year old.
Okay.
So I don't really get to claim like New Yorker status.
Yeah. Is your dad like a business guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he's a project manager.
Okay. Like a construction person?
No.
What kind of projects?
IT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. Cool.
Yeah. No, he works at an IT company.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Did he go to like a really good college?
Buffalo University.
Oh, okay.
That's where my parents met.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The Buffaloes, I believe, right?
I have no
idea.
Is
their mascot? I don't know. I don't know either. They might be the Bulls.
Hmm.
I know they're blue. I try whenever a guest mentions their college, I like to try to guess the mascot.
Yeah.
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 Fun little thing going on inside of my head. What kinds of...
Do you
want to
look that up and see if it's the Bulls?
Yeah, that would actually be a great idea. I'm just curious, you know, sitting cross-legged. Because
that sounds really similar to the Buffalo Bills.
University mascot. The Bulls.
Nice. Wow.
Victor Evil is the mascot.
Dude, I feel like there... How many colleges are there?
Oh my God.
I feel like there's
dude.
Too many. You know what I mean? Like, there's too many colleges.
Yeah, dude. And, like, anybody can get in the college now.
There's so many football teams. How many football teams are there in the NCAA?
There are nearly 6,000 colleges and universities in the United States.
Yeah, that's too many. I feel like we can cut down.
Yeah, I feel like it's becoming like harder to recognize who are the like, you know, brightest individuals in their field now.
Yeah.
Because it's so, there's so many people like in college and like certain programs, especially like a business program. Like there's fucking 200 students graduating from UC in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's correct, but I'm assuming it's like a good amount.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like each semester.
I got an associate's degree, so I have no idea.
In what?
Audio video production.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's helped a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
A little bit. You mentioned the Clifton Market. I made a documentary for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
When they first opened.
What was it about?
It was about, the Clifton Market and how they basically they're a co-op. So they're a co-op grocery store. They're not like corporate owned and not, they're owned by like members of the community or whatever.
Oh, nice.
So
one time I had a meeting when I was at UC last year with, what's that neighborhood called? Like CUF, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what that stands for.
I've never heard anyone actually say that out loud, but I see it on Google Maps every time.
Yeah. That's like the area, like a little bit south of campus, that whatever that neighborhood is. When you look at it on maps, it's called CUF. And I contacted their like board, and I had a meeting with them about rowdy parties on campus streets and seeing like what students would do to like calm down, but I never got back to them. We never had a follow-up meeting.
Why did
and
they
I'm
want
sure
to
the parties have gotten worse over over the last year.
Yeah.
It gets, dude, that's another thing. It's like,
you could really leverage parties, that like, to your own advantage. You could be like, hey, these parties are really getting out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someone should take care of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was a grad student, though. I would go out sometimes. But
why did they contact you for that?
It was kind of like a prank at first. This old lady complained to the Cincinnati Inquirer about it. It was like one of those like Q&A things. Yeah. And they like ended up writing an article about it. So I like looked up that lady on Facebook and I was like, do you want to have a meeting?
Oh, okay.
About stuff. I heard that the student body is bothering you. And she didn't get back to me, but their board got back to me. We had like an hour long meeting, dude.
Wow.
No resolution afterwards.
Yeah. Well, good for you for trying to build bridges.
Yeah.
Within your community.
I don't think I'm the right guy, though. Like, I liked having a good time when I was in school. Mm-hmm. But, you know, got to grow up at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I should have hit my dad pin before this.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing up at some point.
Go for it. Don't let me stop
you. Oh, dude, we'll take a break halfway through. Don't worry.
Okay. How long does this usually go for?
We'll probably do like a 45-50 minute episode. But so with this with Anchor,
yeah,
you get 30 minute segments. Mm. So when it gets to like 29 minutes and whatever, I gotta cut it so I can merge both parts. Mm. So it like makes sense with the audience. It sounds like it's flowing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's fun.
You just do it on that website?
Yeah. It's my voice just cracked like that. It's like podcasters.spotify.com.
Wow.
And it used to be like its own thing, like anchor.fm. But wow. They merged with Spotify. So.
Damn. Mergers.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really nice. It's like really simple to use, especially if you just like want to make audio recordings to start. That's what I did for my first season.
Yeah.
It was like 27 episodes, I think, just on Spotify.
And dude, on the way here, I saw this house and there was a sign outside and it was a sign for a daycare.
Yeah.
And then it said 2-star rating.
Yeah.
Have you seen that house?
It's over here.
It's like off of, I forget what that road is.
Maybe they have to do that.
I just feel like it's something you wouldn't want to advertise.
Yeah, right.
A 2-star rating.
That's not good. That's not somebody
for a daycare.
No.
At a house.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah. I do. Why?
Because I love you. I want to adopt children with you.
I was waiting for you to confess your true feelings for me, Sam.
What age are you thinking?
I don't know. 60.
With a 25-year-old.
I think I'll be ready when I'm 60.
Dude, my dad was 45, going on 46. And my mom was 29, going on 30.
When
I was born. Yeah.
That's quite the gap.
Yep.
You ever make jokes with your dad, like, rocking the cradle?
We're some weirdos, dude. No, I don't really like talking about it, to be honest.
You brought it up.
I do bring it up a lot.
I bring it up every episode of my podcast. I hate talking about it.
Sometimes you just got to get some stuff off your chest, Greg. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Excuse me.
But yeah, there was that sign, man. I'm like, that's weird, man. I don't know if I'd want to advertise that. And then there was the RV down the street. Did you see that? What do you think's going on with that RV?
It's been there for most of the day since I've moved in.
So it moves?
It doesn't move often.
Okay.
I think it has a few times, though.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You think there's some Walter White, Jesse Pinkman activity going on over there?
Hey, man, all I'm saying is kind of a weird RV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you see me one day and I'm just super skinny and tweaked out?
I don't know. It looks like somebody might be
in the army, dude.
You could do that, technically. You could just, like,
break in and smoke all the meth.
No, well, you could do that. I was just saying, like, you could live in an RV and just, like, park on the street.
Yeah.
Just move it every now and then so you don't get that, that orange ticket that you see on people's cars for abandoned vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever abandoned a vehicle?
No. I donated my old car to this organization called Cars for Kids. Have you heard that advertisement on the radio?
No.
Oh.
I don't listen to the radio anymore.
Well, I donated it to them, and then like 2 months later, I think it was either an insurance company or a police department called me from like Florida. And they're like, hey, somebody driving your car with your license plate, like, wrecked, like, did a hit and run. Were you the one driving the vehicle?
Oh, man.
I was like, no, I donated that car like 2 months ago. So I donated it and I kept the plates on. Mm-hmm. Apparently, someone was just driving my car around with my plates on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to talk to anybody else about that?
No, I sent them like the paperwork that showed that I turned the title over. And so I wasn't held responsible for that.
Have you ever been arrested?
Oh yeah.
For what activities?
A couple times for paraphernalia. Mm. Like just having like pipes and stuff, because I was an idiot when I smoked weed, man.
Yeah.
I remember we had this like elephant pipe.
Yeah.
And it was just like in the shape of an elephant. It was like this glass statue, and then there was a bowl. It was like a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I thought it was so cool to drive around with that thing.
Yeah.
But it was like the most inconvenient pipe to bring.
What year?
This was like 10, 12 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Dude, when I smoked weed, and now I'm going to really age myself, but it was like before vapes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
vapes weren't really popular until my freshman year of college. So I graduated in like the summer of 2017. I didn't know anybody like at my high school or any of the, like the surrounding high schools that vaped or smoked cigs. If they did, it was like in private, and I found out later.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like after I started vaping, I'd be like, oh, dude, I got a Juul while I was at college. And one of my friends in Lafayette would be like, yeah, I was smoking on one of those like towards the end of our senior year. I just didn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, when I was really like big into smoking, you know, it was before like even weed was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to be like that guy that's like, man, back in my day, it sucked, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it was brickweed.
It was like mostly stems.
It was stems and seeds. It was garbage.
Yeah.
And dude, we had this one time, we went to see 311 at Riverbend.
Mm-hmm.
And like 2 hours before the concert, we're like, let's make edibles.
Yeah.
And we had like no ingredients at all. And so we had to go out and buy all the ingredients, including the weed.
Yeah.
And then we start to make it, and we realize we had to make the butter first. We had to like cook the weed in the butter.
Yes.
And that took like an hour, like however long that takes.
Yeah. Did you put it in the microwave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the time like it's time to leave for the concert, dude, all we had was the butter. And so on the way down, we just ended up eating it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Just this mids and butter concoction.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Did it even work?
No. No. No, we got there and we were just sick. We just felt like shit. And so we ended up just like buying pills off someone.
Nice. What kind of pills?
Beans, ecstasy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard that's fun. I don't know if you want to
talk about that on this podcast, but.
Oh, no, dude. I'll talk about anything on this podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Government can't get us now.
But I mean, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, it was fun after that.
What was your favorite pill to take before you got sober?
I'm glad you mentioned that I'm sober, because I didn't want to bring it up, but I also didn't want to talk about drugs without mentioning that. Definitely painkillers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I have had a few orthopedic surgeries, and boy, that first or second Percocet out of the bottle, dude.
Yeah.
And then having some weed. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then you get addicted to them, and they start making you angry.
Oh, okay.
Did that happen to you?
No. I was angry when I couldn't have them.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
That and while I was taking them, I was like very irritable. My arms were itchy.
Yeah, dude. You get the itch real bad.
Yeah, I got another round of bottles. Probably shouldn't have. But that was like for my last hip surgery.
Nice.
That was like intense. Like it hurt a lot. I probably shouldn't have taken painkillers. But yeah, dude, just like so normalized.
Mm-hmm.
To do that now, just get that prescription.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely, like, how easy was it? I mean, did they just give it to you?
Yeah,
you had hip surgery.
Yeah,
right?
I was pretty much unconscious, yeah, and I went home with a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be like you could just literally go into a doctor's office and be like, "Hey, my back hurts."
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "Okay, well, here's synthetic heroin."
Yeah, it reminds me of being drunk, but without like the hangover effect. Like my tongue was kind of hanging out of my mouth a little bit. Yeah.
I get the pins, the dilated pin eyes.
Yeah.
Pupils.
Dude.
Yeah, this is my favorite, man. I just remember playing Call of Duty and like taking a bottle full of Vicodin just chewing it up and be like,
is that like Adderall?
Vicodin was it's a opiate, a painkiller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a weak painkiller.
Yeah. Is that why you take the whole bottle?
Yeah, man, it wasn't cutting it. I needed all 30.
Did that make you sick?
Yeah. Yeah,
you just throw up while you're playing Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I love that shit. We would do this thing called a parachute. Yeah. I don't want to give people ideas, but like, it's just looking back on it, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kind of stuff I would do to get high is just insane.
What's parachuting?
Like, you would put the pills, like wrap it in tissue paper and like crush it and then just swallow the tissue.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, with the paper?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
I
don't even know if it did anything, but subconsciously, I guess it seemed like it did.
Yeah, man, it seems like that. Like in Cincinnati, it's like normal for teenagers to use drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lafayette is like a very protected. I don't know if it's scaled that way. Yeah, and I also am 10 years. Yeah, I'm almost 10 years younger than you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Ohio got hit really hard with the opiate crisis. It's one of the worst states in the country. As far as overdose deaths go.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Indiana's probably not that much better, but.
Gretchen, did you just laugh at overdose deaths?
No, I don't think
she can't hear me. I heard her.
What are you eking about over there? What are you laughing about over there? Oh.
Is it my podcast?
Yeah, she's watching this podcast right now.
No, I meant like, she doesn't watch my podcast. It's whatever.
Well, Sam, if it makes you feel any better, you're my favorite comedian.
Really?
You might not have made it to the, you might not be the funniest person in Cincinnati, but you're the funniest person.
In Greg Olson's heart.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
What do you think about trans athletes playing female sports?
Okay, we're just going to go right into that, aren't we?
That's been on my mind. I wanted to ask you that one.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it? I'm going to abstain from that conversation.
Yeah.
I want to hear your thoughts on it.
I think the girls of whatever sports league should all sign a petition that I think it has to be like a unanimous agreement.
Yeah.
To let whoever's trying to join the league play.
Yeah, I think
it
that's...
It also, like, depends on, you know, like, hormone levels. I think, like, doctors should figure out a way to, like, get a read on, like, how much testosterone is in a human's body.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Because that's, like, the big thing, is that if a lady transitions to a man and wrestles, if she is, like, obviously... still showing masculine features, like it's like evident that there's more testosterone in her body than that of a female, she probably shouldn't wrestle born females,
right?
Because then there could be a severe injury, possible death.
What's like a characteristically male thing to do? Stereotypically,
I don't know. Eat food in your room.
Yeah, I feel like they should test them. They should be like, "Hey, go get." Like, they should give them a grocery list.
Yeah,
be like, and it, depending on how hard it is for them to get the groceries on the list.
Yeah, or if like somebody gets like a cart full of Doritos and ice cream, it's like, yeah, dude, you can't play with the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, they should give them a grocery list to figure out if they can play sports. That's my opinion.
So you do have thoughts on it.
I mean, I just came up with that, so I don't think it's that bad of an idea.
No, not at all. Well, how about the war in Ukraine? Where do you stand on that right now?
Sheesh, man. Really hit me with the heavy, the hard-hitting topics. Yeah, I don't know. It's not good.
No. War is never good, is it?
I don't like the war.
No. I don't like guns.
Okay. I don't either.
I don't think anything good's ever come about from them.
And nothing.
Except hunting.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's good.
But not hunting all of people. Us are Joe Rogan, are we?
What about hunting?
Some of us are vicious animals that want to kill each other.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Ukraine is an interesting one. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of like a guy in America, and every time I start talking about this stuff, I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just like talking about it from like a position of privilege, and it's like...
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, hey, man, you know, we're putting hundreds of billions of dollars...
Right.
Into this
war,
this effort. War,
and that could be like going,
yeah, man. But at the same, yeah, it's like we're just printing money and giving it to them,
yeah,
and that, you know, devalues our currency. But also, it's like, hey, we're not exactly set up as our own,
right?
Domestically, like things aren't that great,
yeah, dude. I think, like, on average, every like Americans go like. Put like $2,000 to $3,000 on their credit card every year.
Yeah.
Because they can't break even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. Like,
it's crazy, man. I mean, I have some like a little bit of firsthand, well, secondhand experience with that war because my cousin worked over there. He owned a business in Kyiv.
The Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Are you Ukrainian?
No.
Okay.
Let me know when you're recording.
It's recording.
So I feel like Asians are hard to crack.
We left off on your talking about your cousin in the Ukraine, but now we're talking about Asian ladies.
Yeah, I feel like Asians don't take white men seriously. I feel like I'm not being heard by Asian women.
Yeah, are you being repressed by them?
Yeah. I really just don't feel heard by Asian women.
Man.
I feel like I'm invisible to them. You ever feel like that, Sam? You ever feel like you're invisible to certain groups of people?
Not really.
That's good. I don't either. Really, I was joking. Dude.
I think you might need to talk to somebody about that.
I should, man. I really should.
What do you mean by, like, Asian ladies just don't want to date you? Do Asian guys not want to be friends with you?
No, I was just joking. There's really not that many Asian people in Cincinnati.
No, there's not. I've noticed that as well. I've talked about that on a few episodes.
There's not a lot.
I have a good friend named Dylan from UC. He's Chinese.
Yeah, that's a good name for a Chinese person.
He's like...
Dylan.
he was born here, I think. Yeah. He might have been born there. But both of his parents are from China. And oh, they're nice. Very strict, he said.
Yeah. Tiger mom. Is that what they call them? Is that racist? Sounds racist, but I don't think it is.
I mean, it's a common thing to say sometimes.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. Might have said it before. I'm not going to repeat what you just said.
Tiger mom? Doesn't that sound like a slur? It's not, but it sounds like it'd be racist.
Does it? I feel like it only describes Asian moms.
Yeah. It does, for sure. Yeah, it's like it's a genre of woman.
Yeah.
In China, I feel like. I really don't know. All right, restart the podcast now.
Dude, what shows do you have coming up?
Oh, shit, man. Well, I'm opening for...
Did you get second?
I'm opening for Nina Perlov on tomorrow, so excited for that one. Yeah. In Hillsboro, Ohio.
How far is that from
here? I don't know. I don't know. Is it really? Wow.
How far is it, Gretchen?
It's an hour and a half away. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm dropping off of that show. I'm not doing that.
No, dude, you gotta do it.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think I can afford it.
Yeah, but like... Do you have a credit card?
You think I should go in debt to do a show in Hillsboro?
This is your one chance.
Take on more debt to do a shitty showcase at a bar in Hillsboro. Yeah, I actually don't know.
Dude, but
you get
cash back with the credit card.
I should look it up.
The cash back rewards.
Yeah.
The annual interest.
It's worth the 5% cash back.
The annual interest is tough, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll look it up later. I got that one tomorrow. I got
an hour and 10 minutes away.
An hour and 10?
From here.
All right. Yeah, I can't do it. I got that one. And then I'm excited. I got my first feature spot. So I'm excited for that.
15 minutes.
15 to 20.
15 minutes.
Opening for Adam Minnick.
Oh, nice.
Do you know who that is?
I've heard of the name.
Adam Minnick. And then I got a... there was another thing that I'm excited about, but I forget. Oh, The Comet. It bombs away. Wayne asked me to do an opener spot.
Nice.
Yeah. That's October. Not that anyone gives a shit, but...
Shut up, man. You gotta give yourself a break.
Yeah, I know. The Adam Minnick Show. That's what it's called.
You're excited about
it. It's called The Adam Minnick Show.
And you're excited about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do I not seem excited?
You just said nobody gives a shit.
About me? Yeah, they don't. Nobody listening to this podcast is like, dude, I need to know when Greg's doing shows. October 13th. Come see.
Dude, you're a Cincinnati funniest person in Cincinnati.
I know.
Finalist.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you talking about?
October 13th. Come see me feature for Adam Minnick at Grassroots and Vine in, I think it's Cincinnati. And November 18th. Come see me. A spot at The Comet for headliners. It's a Do-Rag and Deer Tag podcast. Do you know what that is?
Sounds like a black organization.
Do-rag and deer tag.
I don't know what the... Maybe the deer tags are rednecks.
Yeah, so maybe...
I hope it's not all white people.
Well, yeah. It's
called do-rag and...
Right.
Something else.
I hope that it's a mix.
Nice.
Are you getting ready to pause it because you think I'm going to say something problematic?
No. No,
you looked like your finger was on the trigger. You're like, I'm getting ready to restart.
No, that's cool. I think that's cool. I've talked about how I want to do more black rooms like around Cincinnati. Like just have a more diverse audience. I feel like the Go Bananas crowd is
white.
Sometimes it's not just white, but it's like people of a higher socioeconomic status. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like doing rooms with like people I could relate to more, like on a socioeconomic level that kind of is like your class, so like upper, middle, lower, but it also there's like other things that go into it, like your healthcare status, like your education level.
I want to do
job.
I want to do
who you work with.
I want to do a show in a jail.
A jail?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've been to jail.
Or like a detox facility, like Cat House, where people are like detoxing off heroin. And then I'm just there with a mic.
I would do a rehab. I would do a rehab show.
I think the idea
is people would like that in rehab.
No, I know. I've done a few of the recovery shows. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're really fun. Honestly, they're...
Are they at AA meetings?
It's like a 12, it's like a clubhouse.
Yeah.
That's not really associated with any specific group.
Gotcha. Do you have to be like a recovering addict to be a part of it?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No, since it's secular, like it's not associated with a specific group, they can kind of do whatever they want.
Okay.
Yeah. There are a few comedians like in the scene that I can't necessarily name drop.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, but I feel yeah.
I've done shows with them.
Important thing.
And it's it's been, those have been really fun, man. I think people get the wrong idea a lot of the time. Like they think sober people or people in recovery are like kind of snobby or just like sad to be around. And then you go to one of these shows and they're paying attention the entire time.
Dude, and AJ,
laughing the entire time.
Dude, AJ York, Jacroy, just like has the most ridiculous things to say.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so funny that a sober person is saying those things.
Yeah.
I love
for
that
sure.
guy.
Yeah.
He told
AJ's
me to ask
dude.
You about something.
What?
A guy that he made up that you thought was real or something like that.
What?
I don't know. I can look up the message right here. He said, a guy named Paul Rodriguez.
I have no idea who that is. The skateboarder? That's not a fake person.
I don't know. Nice. He
posted the episode.
Posted my
That's
episode.
Cool.
Well, that was fun.
I hope you enjoyed your comedy career while it lasted. Because
no, dude, this was fun. Yeah. You're a fun guy. You're funny.
I was talking about the Uganda.
It's fun when you can like...
episode.
What?
I was talking about the Uganda episode.
Oh, that was fun with them. That was a good time.
Yeah, they are fun.
Yeah. It's fun when you have friends that you can, test the waters with, get a little edgy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you have, like, that trust to, like, not go too overboard.
For sure.
With it. And I think that's kind of what comedy, in its essence, is all about. Right?
Yeah.
Getting close to the edge.
Yeah. Pushing the boundaries, but doing it in a way that's relatable and powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And pulling the, what's it called? What did Patrick Fiddler call it? Pulling the drain out of the socket in like a bathtub. Like being very shocking.
Okay.
No,
like no.
Fucking mucus in my throat. My bad.
Pulling the drain out of the bathtub.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Whatever that fucking thing is called. You know what I mean? Like the plug.
Yeah.
And it, all the water.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how that's like a metaphor for comedy.
It's like the drop. It's like the punchline that surprises everybody. It's like,
oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like when Rand tells everybody that he shot his cat.
Yeah.
Because it had diabetes. So yeah. He still shot it. It's like everybody's like, oh, no way he did that.
Dude, I was with Josh Faust last night and he described, he spent like 10 minutes telling me about, he overheard like a rabbit being murdered in the forest.
Oh my gosh, by a coyote.
I was trying to figure it out. As he was talking to me, he was like going over all the different animal noises he can identify. He was like, hey, wow. It wasn't a cat.
I probably would have walked away.
No, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I would have walked away if it wasn't entertaining.
Dude, I used to hear cats having sex outside my bedroom when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
A lot.
Is that how you learned what sex is?
No.
No?
It scared me, dude. Mm. Well.
Is that why you're afraid of sex, Sam? I'm your therapist now.
Dude, come on. You know some girls watch this. You're crazy, dude. I'm not scared of sex. But it was a little scary when cats would, like, scream outside of my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't quiet when they do it.
Yeah.
It's very loud.
Very loud.
And, like, every cat around.
Could you tell one of them was, like, coming?
It's,
like, it was getting louder and louder?
No, I think...
And then it got quiet for a little bit.
Dude, I wasn't
like
that
20
into
seconds.
It. Jesus Christ, dude. I wasn't that into it. But I'm pretty sure at the point of insertion, the lady cat just starts meowing as loud as possible.
Yeah. Hell yeah. At the point of insertion.
Maybe all the male cats had huge cocks around my house.
Damn,
dude, cats have big dicks.
I don't know. Pull that one up. Gretchen, pull that up.
Dude, don't get her involved in this.
Do cats have big dicks?
I can't look that up on my work computer.
All right. She can't look that up on her work computer, is what Gretchen said.
A tomcat's fully erect penis.
I think I'm a quick comedy.
Is only about. Dude, you got a lot in common.
I'm done.
You have a lot in common with cats. A tomcat's fully erect penis is only about 2 inches long.
Hey, man. Why do you think I got a 2-inch dick?
Your cat has a clitoris as well.
Am I giving off CDE?
No.
Cat dick energy?
Dude, I... They do have, like... I know your dick's not 2 inches.
How do you know
I'm
that?
I'm just...
Who have you talked to?
With you.
What?
I hope it's not.
They got big clits? You heard it here first.
Spiky.
A lady asked, I wonder, do cats have a clitoris? Since I'm a total science nerd... I had to research the answer to this question, but before long, I found myself on a marvelous rabbit hole of strange and awesome facts about cat genitalia.
So the war in Ukraine.
That's from catster.com.
Okay, there's a site called Dogalize,
That's hilarious.
Biggest dog.
It's just dog people that are like, cat's dicks are so small. It's like
extreme porn video. I don't want to watch that. Oh my god.
Extreme porn.
Biggest dog.
Yeah. Written by
Vagina.
Max.
My Facebook.com.
Written by Rover. Yeah, exactly.
Facebook.com. My dog has a huge vagina, and I'm only saying it before you all say it.
Okay.
Is there a picture?
I hope not, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a dog vagina.
Oh my gosh, that is a huge vagina.
Wait, what?
It's a small dog.
Okay, what are you doing,
look
man?
At it, dude.
Yeah, that's weird. Can you imagine having the consciousness of somebody who would upload that video to Facebook?
He had a face mask on.
He had
too.
A face mask on. He's
like
filming his dog's vagina on Facebook.
He was taking care of his
That's
skin.
Crazy. And that's a public video.
Yeah, man. Dude, I love...
Maybe they're a comedian.
You have a dog, right?
Yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It is. How long have you had her for?
What do you want to ask, Sam? Just go ahead.
This isn't going to be...
Go ahead. Start the podcast.
I was just going to say that I really like dogs and I want one. And it'd be like cool to have like a Newfoundland, but they're way too big for like any kind of house in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Are those the ones that drool a lot?
Yeah.
And then you have people over and
you
just don't acknowledge the fact that your dog slobbers.
It's like a small bear. Yeah. They can swim really well too. They have webbed feet. My cousins that live in Lake Angola.
They have webbed feet?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Newfoundlands webbed.
My aunt had Newfoundlands. One of them was named Boots.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, dude. They my cousins have a lake house.
Oh, nice.
Up close to Fort Wayne, and I think her name's Lucy. I don't know. I think that's what the dog's name's in. Dog's name is.
Yeah. Newfoundland seem like a good lake house dog.
Yeah, they love swimming.
Like I could go to a lake house and I would see a Newfoundland and I'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't question it.
Yeah, on the flippity flop, I also think even though some people say they're inhumane, the way they're bred, French bulldogs are really cute, but they're very expensive. They're like $3,000.
Mm. Have you ever seen a pocket pit or a pocket bully?
No.
They're like French bulldogs, and yeah, they're like this big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're adorable, but also thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And probably inhumane, whatever that means.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, like even like American or English bulldogs are adorable. Like remember, it was the dog that was being annoying at Hi-Fi because the lady
was
letting it.
Yeah.
Just walk around. That dog was really cute.
Yeah, talking to it the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I think it was really annoyed with her.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of annoying, but also I kind of liked when that stuff happens.
Yeah, because it's like
the dog. At an open mic.
Yeah, the dog knows it can, like, get away with stuff. So it just, like, does whatever it wants.
Yeah, also, it's just kind of fun to, like, I don't know, practice unexpected situations like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, and sometimes it brings the best out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's better to have that happen at a low-stakes open mic show than have it happen at, like...
Yeah.
You know, you're opening for your favorite headliner, and you've never dealt with a weird, like, crowd situation.
Did I tell you about Don't Tell... last Friday?
A little bit.
I did a 3-minute guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steven did 5 to 7. I think he went past the light, so he did like 6.5, 7. And then it was Jarrell.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Jarrell Beamon.
And Ray Jackson. And then John Bass. And a guy named Greg Brown. Do you know him?
It's no.
Like Downtown Greg Brown. I think this is his Instagram handle.
That rocks.
He hosted. And then another guy from Nashville that came up with Connor Larson, who headlined.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's a stacked lineup.
I forget what his name was. Dang. But yeah, he went before Connor. And then Connor did like 30 plus.
Was it like a more amateur person or semi-pro from Nashville?
But... what'd you get?
The person that came with Connor.
I think like he did like 10 to 15 or something like that. I don't know. I forget, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't really know.
It was towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
you know how it goes. Yeah. We also stayed with John Bass and his friend Drew Blankenship. Steven and I did on Friday night. That was fun. Shout out to those guys for letting us stay at the crib. And then Steven and I went to Red River Gorge on Saturday morning. Yeah, and hiked for 5 hours.
How was that?
That was fun, man. Really good experience. It was Steven's 27th birthday. Yeah, good trip. Really, dude, that is, have you ever hiked like in those mountains?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Like I was in bed most of Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes it out of you.
Yeah. So beautiful, though. Oh, my God. I love doing stuff like that.
Big fan of the Gorge. Shout out to the Gorge.
Yeah.
All our friends that keep that place clean.
Yeah. That must be tough, dude. I know one of my buddies, he's a DNR. I mentioned him a little bit ago. His name's Joe Books. He's a DNR officer in Illinois now. So I think it's like rangers, like in like the wilderness areas. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right on.
I'll look it up. We got 9 minutes left. Yeah, like conservation officers, Department of Natural Resources. Yeah.
That's cool. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll become a DNR.
Yeah.
Officer. If comedy doesn't work out.
It is going to work out, dude. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I believe in you, Greg Olson.
I appreciate it. But, you know, DNR, officer.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
I could see you with a hawk on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a buzz cut.
Yeah, it'd be like a... Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say.
You got a lot of things to say, dude.
What do they call those people that have, like, hawks?
Hawkist. A hawkist.
No, a hawkist is someone who hates hawks. They're anti-hawk.
So, are you going to start a podcast?
No. No, this is terrible. I would not want
to do this. What do you mean this is terrible? This is awesome, dude.
This is unbearable.
God damn.
No, I'm kidding. I did. So I started recording one, and we'll see if I ever release it. I want to get a backlog of like 200 episodes first before I release any to the public.
200?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want to be really comfortable with recording before I let anyone else hear it. It has to be perfect, you know.
I'll never be perfect.
Yeah, I have to be, though.
I'm a misfit.
Yeah. It has to be the perfect podcast before I release it. No, I'm kidding. It's called The Greg Pill.
So there is one.
Yeah. It's called The Greg Pill. No, is actually, it's called Comedians fun? And Cars Getting Canceled with AJ and Greg.
Okay.
And we bring in comedians, and then we sandbag them, and we bring up old tweets that they thought had been deleted.
I deleted my Twitter account. You can't get me.
Nice. No, actually, it's none of those things. We don't know what it is yet. We're just kind of spitballing ideas and having fun with it at this point. What does IAU stand for?
It's always up. Oh, it says it on Spotify, but on YouTube. I can't figure out how to like separate videos because like eventually... like, I haven't posted any clips yet.
Yeah.
Just trying to get, like, an archive of those. Separate set, like, clips? Set up. Yeah, so, like, you watch This Past Weekend with Theo Von,
uh-huh.
Right? So, like, when you go to Theo Von's YouTube channel, he has This Past Weekend.
Yeah.
Like, in one thing.
Yeah.
And then he has, like, other stuff. And
oh, you mean just like having like how there's like Joe Rogan clips.
Yeah, but I think Theo does it all on his channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Joe Rogan has like multiple channels. He has like JRE clips, JRE experience.
And then his actual pot. Yeah. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it. I just need to
like within YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you can like organize your
videos. Yeah, you can even make shorts out of your videos too, mm-hmm. if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, I need Steven's really good at doing that. Yeah, we can.
How is being in nature with Steven?
You know how he is, dude. He's great to hang out with. He's a great guy. Love him. He's just, hey, Gretchen said that me and Steven are gay.
I didn't hear that.
But, yeah, we're just like talking about God and Christianity a little bit and stuff like that. Ran into a couple with their dog.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a little joke.
What were your revelations on God and Christianity?
It's like very blessed to, you know, like be able to scale the American landscape on that Saturday afternoon. Not everybody's able to do stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm tearing up.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. That just made me emotional.
Yeah.
Just hearing you say that. Good for you.
Do we have to end it now?
Yeah, to cut it off. No, restart the podcast.
Can you quickly repeat like what shows you're doing real quick before? The thing with Nina, is that this week?
You're not actually going to cut it there. I was joking, right? You know that, right?
No, that's okay. I like to let everybody know what's going on before.
Oh, tomorrow. This is good. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Sam's IAU podcast with Sam Milazzo.
We have 2.5 minutes.
Please listen to this podcast because it's good.
Yeah.
And I will be featuring for Adam Minnick October 13th at Grassroots and Vine. And I will be opening, I think that's what you call it, opening for the Do-Rag and Deer Tag podcast.
Nice.
At the Comet, November 18th. So please come out and support comedy because it's fun. And I know there's a lot of negative press right now, but we can all come together.
Yeah.
And have
negative
fun.
Press. Yeah, the news is so bad, man.
We can come together and laugh.
Yeah, dude, stand-up comedy, for real, is awesome. Great distraction from all the bullshit in the world.
Yeah.
I am doing Sunday Comics at Wiley's this Sunday, the 24th. If you're watching this from Dayton, we'd appreciate it if you were there.
I'll be there too.
But hopefully I'm doing the Attic open mic tonight. I mean, I'm not going to post this before then, so that was pointless to say.
You should pay Carl Spave $80 to make a flyer.
Yeah, right now. Oh, man. But, yeah, I think I might do a pro-am coming up.
Hey, man. That's sick. That rules.
Yeah.
Sam Milazzo is very funny, guys. If you haven't come and seen his comedy, you should because he's very funny.
Yeah, come to the Hi-Fi open mic and watch me make fun of people. Mostly myself.
Yeah.
Guys, it's always up, per usual.